Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
4,761 episodes of The Daily Boost. How'd that do it? Simple. Keep moving. Got to get back up. You stand up, you take a step, you repeat. You just keep going until you get what you want. Even if it's a bad day. I cannot tell you how many times I've stepped in here highly motivated and excited to do the show. Other times I came in here pissed off and sad and angry and anxious and frustrated because that's life. Sometimes I came in hungover. Sometimes. I can't remember how many, but it was a couple. Sometimes, twice, I had a glass of wine while I did the show. But you know what? I kept moving. 4,761 episodes. All why? Listen, the goal in life is to figure out happiness, be a joyful warrior, and go at it. World's going to be evil. Stuff's going to come at you. We're going to deal with it. It's no big deal. We just won't take care of it all, right? That's what it is. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Today, by the way, a bunch of stuff. Not one thing going deep, but a bunch of little things, because maybe you're in a place, you're on the, maybe at a stoplight going to work today, like, man, life is not good. Maybe money's tight. Maybe you got some anxiety going on, some stress. I don't know. And you're looking for that one thing that's going to kick you over the top. And maybe it already happened here in the last minute and 41 seconds. That one thing that will change everything. I can't tell you how many times I've been looking for the one thing. In fact, in most cases, that's how I find the one thing. I don't look for the big solution. I look for the little thing that's going to get me to the next little thing. I persevere, because when I persevere, I get strong. When I get strong, I can keep persevering. When I persevere, I get strong. But you get the point, right? My name is Scott Smith. Did I tell you that? Doesn't really matter. I don't have a lot to tell you today other than what I'm going to tell you, so hang on for the ride. Some cool stuff coming up. I will say this. I've been working on myself a lot, and somehow I ended up with a personal trainer. I was working on my roadmap to me, which you will hear about here very soon, and I set the goal of being a silver fox, and I'm just kind of meandering through a gym. This dude says, dude, you want to like train or something? He didn't say it like that. I'm kidding. I signed up. I'll tell you more about that as time goes on here. His name is Jacob. He listens to the show. So, dude, what's up? All right. Before we start on a Monday, the biggest question you could ever ask yourself. See, about 70% of the people who listen to this podcast every single week are brand new folks. They found me for the first time. What the hell is this guy all about? He doesn't sound like Tony Robbins. No, I don't. Make your move. There you go. 70% are brand new. Brand new. And 90% of those people will never do their homework. They'll never sit down and ask how their life is going. Homework is one question. How's my life going? If you will not take time at the end of this show, 60 seconds, all it takes, close your eyes, lean back, say, how's my life going? And open yourself to receive the answer. The answer is going to be very simple. It's going really cool. It's going really bad. It's somewhere in between. It's going to be everything. If you won't do that, you'll never get anything. You might be seeking that right now by listening to a podcast. Stop it. Yes, listen to the podcast and learn and get some ideas, but then sit your butt down, open yourself up, do the introspective work and say, how's my life going? And here's the promise I make to you. You don't have to do anything else. If you'll do that and open up to the answers that flood into you, be honest with yourself. You're going to know what's coming your way. You already know how your life is going, but you got not taking the time to think about it. Just doing it, and automatically things begin to change. Everything right away? No. Some things, yeah. Better tomorrow? Yeah. Worse tomorrow? Maybe. Going to get everything you want in your life? I don't know. Possibly. Going to get more than what you ever thought was possible? Probably. Is life going to go the way you expected it to go? Not likely, but maybe even better. I don't know. Strange world we live in, isn't it? Go figure this. It's really weird. But I got news for you. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's weird for everybody. So embrace the weird. Move to Asheville. I'm just kidding. Okay, let's talk about some massive action. So, oh, by the way, for those of you folks who came in the door, and you're one of those new people, give me the content in 15 seconds or I'll leave you a bad review. This is not your podcast. If you didn't pick up something in the last 4 minutes and 49 seconds of this program, you're not listening. But if you hang on for the next 9 minutes of this show, because I'm going to go a little bit longer today, you'd be glad you came by. Mm-hmm. All right, where do we start? Okay, so some motivational tough love today. How's that? Before you get going, no matter what you desire, remember that life and your business are about one thing. You know what they are? Solving problems. Scott, I came to your show to get rid of my damn problems. So what do you mean solving problems? You're the only one that can. Nobody can solve them for you. Tip, write that down. Post-it note, forehead. Staple it to your forehead so you see it in the mirror. I'm the only one. It's all about me solving my problems. The bigger your dreams, the bigger your problems, right? That's how it is. You dream really, really big. It's like, oh, no, this is scary. You got a little problem, but you don't have big dreams. If you want somebody, what somebody else has in your life, what nobody else has in your life, you got to solve problems nobody else has ever solved before. If you're an entrepreneur, the bigger problem you solve, the more money you make. If you're a regular person, the bigger problem you solve, the happier you are. Let's roll through a few things that might get your attention, okay? Number one, decide what you want. Be specific. Anything less than that is what ordinary people do, and you are not an ordinary people. Decide what you want. If you don't know what you want, decide on something. Here's a cool thing. Some Scott logic. Come into my tent for a little bit. Scott, I don't know what I want. What do I decide on? Just decide. You're going to figure out what you want. That's it. Just decide. That's it. I'm going to work it out. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm working on working it out. That's it. It's a simple goal. Your purpose is to find your purpose if you don't know your purpose, right? Come on. Let's do it. Be specific once you can. Maybe not right now, but hey, listen, it's very specific for me to say I'm going to decide what I want to do. That's my decision. It's weird, right? But you get me? I'll tell you what, you do that, that's the first step. You'll figure it out. That's the way it happens. Number two, decide to pay the price for your success. You've heard it before. It's true. Short-term pain leads to long-term gain. Your future value of your life depends on your current value of your effort. So if you're not willing to put the effort in, and listen, if you come to me and say, no, I can't do it, you have no idea the effort I put in. If you've listened to me for these 17 years, those of you who know me from episode one, you know the story, and you know there is nobody who puts in more effort. But you put it in for just a little bit of time, and your life changes 10, 20, 30, 40 years at a time. Short-term pain until you get the gain. Don't cheat. Number three, own your goals. You don't need to ask permission to anybody, from anybody. You don't even need to say a word to anybody. Put your head down, get to work, figure out what you want, go do it. So, okay, come here. Here's what happens. You don't need to ask permission. That's fake news. People make you feel like you got to ask for permission. You don't. You don't. Just do your thing. Put your head down. Figure out what you want to do. Just do the work. And eventually you'll start to change. And then people can say, what happened to you? How'd you do that? You're not the same person you used to be. Somebody said to me the other day, Scott, I've been listening to you for a long time. You're not the guy you used to be. You're damn right I'm not. Have you got nothing from this show? I don't want to be the guy I was yesterday. Do you? Wayne's going to contact me. Wayne loves it when I'm pumped up in kind of a rant. Is this positive? Is this a boost? And we can define the boost in a lot of different ways, can't we? So some people say, Scott, you're not nice. Yeah, I'm very nice, actually, but I'm positive and realistic. That's all. It's a boost. A little bit edgy today, though. Wayne's going to call me. He'll pick up the phone and call me. One of the very few podcast listeners who has my personal phone number. Wayne's going to call me and say, Scott, I'd like that day. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Number four. Seriously? Yeah. Since you decided what you want, don't accept any excuses. Remember you decided? Don't accept excuses. Excuses are for wusses. Don't do that. Excuses are easy. You make excuses. You can listen. You can live a whole life on nothing but excuses. You can. And sometimes you can do really well with nothing but excuses. That's weird, isn't it? You can. Some people you look at, you say, he does nothing but make excuses. Why does he have a better house than I do? He makes better excuses. I mean, no, it's not key. But it happens. But don't accept your excuses. Right now, when you get done, write that down. Staple that to your forehead, too. Stop telling yourself. Start your day early. Do what's important before the day begins. I spent a month getting up at 4:45 in the morning. I stopped getting up at 4:45 after 1 month. People said, Scott, you're not committed to your goal. I said, no. My goal is a starting point. My goal is to do a certain thing the very first thing I get out of bed. For a while, it was important to get a 2-hour head start on everything else. Once I got some momentum going, I didn't need to do that anymore. I have a different schedule than most people. I started getting out of bed at 5:45. Changed my starting point. Still did the same thing. Still getting the work done. Number 6, set your focus and your starting point. Pick your first task. Finish it. Move on to the next and keep going until you get what you want. I just got off a chat. A friend of mine down in Medellin, Colombia. And he's building the empire. He's got a task list 90,000 things long. I said, don't build the empire. Build the road to the empire. That's all you got to do. Build the road first. The road map. Sorry, I just hit my glass there with my wedding ring. Number 7, hold your space. Space is essential for you. This is space for yourself. This is sanity for yourself. This is where you be yourself. You get your work done. This is where you feel good in life. Most people feel like they're being dragged around by their boss and their kids and everything else. Some of it, most of it, self-inflicted. You can change that if you want to. Hold your space. It's yours. You own that. Nobody owns your time. Nobody owns your attention. You own that. Keep it. Be selfish. It's okay. Number 8, develop your habit of deep work. 2 hours uninterrupted work per day will change your life. Maybe 1 hour. You can do 20 minutes, do 20 minutes. People all the time say to me, Scott, I want to do what you do. I want to do a podcast. I want to coach. I want to speak. I want to write books. I want to do that kind of thing. So when's the last time you sat down and wrote down your philosophy? I'm sounding like a Jim Rohn right now. I just started a Jim Rohn. You guys who know Jim Rohn, you notice that I started to sound like him. And then I said the word philosophy, which is what he said all the time. That's what he called it early on. I'm serious. If you will not sit down at least 20 minutes a day, uninterrupted, focused, deep work, and get your philosophy written down, how you can do anything? I promise, once you have your philosophy, you can do everything. Because philosophy is an entire school of life. But until you take the time to sit down and do it and push through it, not going to happen. Number 9, don't get caught up in believing that you need to be networking. Got to network, got to be an influencer, got to post on social media, got to do joint ventures, collaborations, partnerships. Yes, yes, yes. You got to get some help to get what you want in this world, no doubt about it. Zig Ziglar, get everything you want in this life when you help others do the same, right? Something like that. But don't count on that. You'll lose your heart and your soul in that. You start working for everybody else and the collaborations and the joint ventures, the thing that's in your heart will become muddled with their ideas coming into your heart. You got to help, yes, but you got to know who you are and head in that direction. Count on yourself first. Do that work. Know where you are. Then collaborate. You think you need 100? You don't. You need 1. You. That was pretty good. Post-it note. That's pretty good. Oh, man, I'm a motivational machine here today. You kidding me? Number 10, do not get caught up in learning. If you stumble, find your answer, get back to work. If another question pops up, hey, find your answer, get back to work. Most people are caught up in learning. Learn, learn, learn. Learning feels like doing, but it's not. Now, do not get me wrong here. I learn a lot. I go deep. I spend a ton of time. It's not uncommon for me to read 6 or 7 hours a day regularly. I learn a lot, but I do it in sprints. I don't do it all the time. I'll learn, learn, learn. Like, okay, contemplate, 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 act, act, act. Whoops, got to learn some more stuff. I go do it again. Don't get caught up in that. You'll never get what you want if you just stay in the learning mode. Unless you get like tenure. Yeah, be a professor. Then you can just learn, get tenured. It's okay. Most people in life don't get tenured, do they? Be a good thing if you could. Finally, never go a day without doing one thing. whatever's on your mind, whatever's important to you, whatever you want to accomplish, whatever your dream is, don't you dare go a day without applying massive, imperfect action. I know Tony Robbins says, massive action, but even he knows that when you apply massive action, you make a mess. That's what happens. Action creates action. Massive, imperfect action is a better flow to go on. The more you focus your action, the less imperfect it will be, the more massive action will become perfect. Did you write that one down? Because that was pretty good as well. You probably ought to. Tomorrow, chat a little bit more about this stuff. I have more tips for you tomorrow. Not as long a show, unless you beg me. If you do, I'll do it, okay? See you at Facebook. Come on, say hi. We're active over there. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. And do not forget, you are more awesome than anybody on the planet. See ya.